Today on Press TV, anti-regime protests continue in Bahrain, even as international officials gather in Manama for a security conference. Thousands of people have held a demonstration near the Bahraini capital, and at some points, the demonstrators clashed with regime forces. Police then used tear gas to disperse the protesters. South Africa is mourning the death of its former leader Nelson Mandela. The anti-apartheid icon died on Thursday at the age of 95. Crowds of mourners gathered outside Mandela's home to pay their respects. Mandela had been receiving intensive medical care in his home for a lung infection after 3 months in hospital. The UN demands an urgent investigation into a report that Thailand's immigration officials have sold Rohingya Muslim refugees from Myanmar to human traffickers. The Rohingyas were sold to human traffickers after their families failed to pay ransom for their release. Rohingyas have been forced to leave Myanmar due to violence by Buddhists. People in the Gaza Strip will be facing a difficult winter this year. The Gazans have only 6 hours of electricity per day and no gas due to the Israeli siege. Rights groups say a humanitarian disaster looms if Israel does not lift the blockade of Gaza. The U.S. National Security Agency has justified its spying on millions of people wherever they are in the world. The NSA says its tracking of cell phones overseas is legally authorized under a presidential order. With the United States, spying activities have angered many nations across the world. Yemen says most of the militants behind the Thursday attack on its defense ministry were Saudi nationals. Yemeni authorities say there were about 12 attackers and all of them were killed. The attack left 56 people killed and over 200 wounded, and Al-Qaeda offshooters claim responsibility. Egyptian police used tear gas to disperse anti-military protesters in Cairo, arresting dozens of them. Supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi were holding a rally in the Egyptian capital, chanting slogans against the army rule. They also expressed solidarity with those killed in clashes with police in August. And signs of HIV have returned in two male US citizens who appeared to have briefly eradicated the virus after bone marrow transplants from cancer. Experts say the discovery is a disappointment, but offers important clues in the hunt for AIDS' elusive hiding places. Only one person has been cured of HIV. There's the latest here on Press TV.